This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess rumors out there that, you know, I'm a cat lover. Yeah, I have cats, and I love, you know, pets and rescue animals. But I have a lot of issues with my cats. I really do. They, you know, Shake, you know, ruined a completely beautiful grand piano by poo-pooing it and peeping it up. So we had to throw it out. We had one cat that anytime I want to tickle her tummy and do kissies and furfies on her tummy, that kind of stuff on her tummy, she, like, scratches me. That's an issue, you know. Another cat, all she wants to do is eat. The other one just, you know, wants to kick me out of bed and use my pillow. I'm not really, really good with the whole, I love you to death, cat. But I do love my cats. So I guess some of my Facebook peeps sent me the story, and I had seen it a couple days ago, where archaeologists discovered dozens of cat mummies and 100 cat statues in an ancient tomb. Now, I guess archaeologists are still continuing to explore the tombs of ancient Egypt. I mean, here we are in 2018 going into 2019, and there is still so much yet to be discovered. And I guess they found more evidence that ancient Egyptians admired cats. They didn't worship cats, but they admired them. And it looks like they really had an affinity towards mummifying them. The Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities announced Saturday that a team of Egyptian archaeologists excavated a 4,500-year-old tomb near Cairo, and they found dozens of mummified cats. It was kind of hard for me to see. You know, they actually drew on the linen, the whiskers and stuff. You know, and so it's like you knew it was a kitty cat. It blows my mind that, you know, the cats that we have today, you know, peeing up your house and sleeping right now in my bed, looked almost identical to a cat 4,500 years ago. It kind of blows my mind, you know. But anyway, in the tomb, there were also 100 gilded wooden cat statues, as well as a bronze statue of Bastet, the goddess of cats. Now, when you start to look at all this, you start to realize, well, that's why cats think they're goddesses. They really do. One sits like Cleopatra. One of my cats just sits there. She crosses her arms. She lays out, and she just acts like she's Cleopatra. And I think there may be some link to ancient Egypt and cats and them being empowered and almost coronated to be, you know, this deity back then. But again, they didn't worship the cats. So this was at a tomb in Saqqara, the site of a necropolis used by the ancient city of Memphis. Now, the tomb dates from the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom. And you kind of look at these mummified remains, and, you go, well, how were they able to, maintain such an integrity? So HistoryExtra.com kind of talks us about the mummification process. Apparently, it's a History Extra Explained series that they have. And I found this really, really cool. So how ancient Egyptians mummified a body, and there was not just one way. There was a variety of ways. But they explained the details that was used on King Tut. So the deceased is taken into the undertaker's workshop right after death. They can't let the body sit and rot, you know, for some period of time. Then the body is stripped, laid on a sloping table, and then washed in something they called natron solution, or naturally occurring salt, used both as soap and a preservative. So natron is in Latin salt. I don't know exactly the word for salt, but NAT we usually use with a assault type of word derivative. So then they empty the brain out of the skull through a hole, and they make it through the ethmoid bone, which is the bone separating the nasal cavity from the skull cavity. Then an incision is made in the left flank, and I'm sorry if this is a little graphic, and they remove all the stomach, intestine, lungs, liver, etc. Now, they do preserve the organs, and because they want them to be buried with the body. Then they keep the fingers and toenails tied in place, and the corpse is then packed inside and out with this salt solution to kind of desiccate it, dry it out. And it's left for about 40 days until entirely dry. Then the desiccated body is washed, then it's oiled, and then it's packed with linen to restore the shape. Now, if you thought that was a long process, the wrapping is a very long and complicated process because the undertakers use this mixture of, they say, bandages, linen pads, sheets, because they want to give the mummy a lifelike appearance. They also have to not allow a lot of air in between. So you can't just cover with a sheet. They're trying to maintain the shape. So they wrap and go under the arm and in between the legs. And, you know, they want it to still stay in the shape of a body. So then they may add some charms and amulets to ensure its protection. And then the wrapped mummy is placed in its coffin. Now, this was, again, from HistoryExtra.com. I believe it was Dr. Joyce Tinsley who had given us that information. So it's a very, 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 very intricate process. But to see them do that for cats. Now, somebody could say, well, the Egyptians, you know, they didn't have Netflix and, you know, YouTube, so they were kind of bored. They probably had nothing better to do than do this mummification. I don't know. I would have to think that, you know, back 4,500 years ago, it had to be hard if you were that close to cats, you know, to sit there and wrap up a dead one. I don't think this is something they really liked doing, but it was just something they had to do. And burying rituals, I mean, there's a whole variety of them. I mean, with us, you know, we have, you know, funeral, and then we have to tear a piece of our clothing, or many times now, rather than tearing our clothing, we have a little strip, a little pin with some, you know, that's what we do in the Jewish religion. I know you all are like, I don't tear off my clothing. Well, don't go into detail on when you tear off your clothing. But anyway, that's the mummification process. Hope I learned you something. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was about, I was in the 8th grade, so I was about 13 years old. And our house was on fire. Told you guys about this. I was one of the lucky ones, obviously, because of what we're seeing with the devastation going on in California right now. But we never officially found out what started the fire. They think it was faulty an electrical wire that sparked on some of my grandmother's clothes. My grandmother would buy buy clothes on not online. They didn't have online, but through the mail. There'd be a catalog. And so she didn't have to go in and try, you know, clothes on in a store because she was a very stoutly woman. She could order her size. Now, I don't know if it was Lane Bryant, but it was like a similar company. And so she would have these packages of clothes that you'd buy the clothes that you'd never wear. Similar to what we do now, you know, 30 years later, where, we buy clothes. I bought two of the same blouse. I have two of the exact same blouse because I never got it, so I thought the order never went through, and I bought it again. And I have two of the exact same blouse. Don't ask. I'm so frustrated. But anyway, so, you know, we do that. And so, unfortunately, I was at the house, and the fire just, you know, because it was dry. I lived in Arizona at the time. It was really, really dry. Her room started to engulf in flames. She was already outside. My brother was outside. My other brother hadn't been born yet. And I remember the commercials from Dick Van Dyke, Roll Dick Roll, where you would, you know, stop, drop, and roll. And I guess Dick Van Dyke would show us how to roll back in the 1980s on these commercials. So I start rolling around, and my dad's like, just get out of the house. And I didn't even have socks and shoes on. And I remember, I know you guys are like, boy, for 13-year-olds old, she's stupid. But I didn't know if the fire was in the other room as well. You know, you don't, again, it's a cheap house. You know, it's not the fanciest of houses. The rooms are pretty close together. I didn't want to run from one room into another room that had flames. So I decided, and the smoke was at least a foot thick. And I just remember seeing waves. It was kind of like, you know, like a wave pool, except in hyperspeed motion, 4X, where you just saw waves and waves and waves of clouds. And so I just remember this, you know, it was the cloud thickness on the ceiling was just getting thicker and thicker. So I wanted to get low. So anyway, so I basically just had the clothes on my back. Everything got burned. It was a very, very scary time for us. And, you know, so we, you know, had to live in motels and figure out ways to kind of, you know, cope until we get there. You know, kids at school were trying to donate clothes and things like that. And my family was very, very proud at the time. They were like, no. You know, so I basically wore the same outfit, you know, for a week or two until I got a second outfit. And we just slowly started to regroup. And, you know, I see what's happening in California. And, I'm just amazed at how strong these people are. We have now 42 people dead. And you have hundreds more that are still missing, and you hear these stories of people, you know, being trapped in their cars and, you know, having to either flee while being on fire, or it's heartbreaking. And they're claiming that this is probably the worst fire yet to ever hit California's history. Now, within this news, we're hearing that power line sparks might be to blame for the California wildfires. Daily Mail is reporting that two California power company stocks have plummeted amid the possibility that they could be found liable for California's deadly wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric Company saw its shares drop 48% in the 2 days of trading because of the campfire. And the campfire is now considered the deadliest blaze in California's history. That's the one up north. It's killed 42 people and destroyed more than 7,000 structures. The fire is continuing to burn. I think the latest we heard was that it was like 30% contained. And the company's shares went down. And, you know, I don't give a damn about shares, whatever. But really faulty wiring? So they said 2 days before the fire started, PG&E told customers in 9 counties that it might shut off their power on November 8th because of extreme fire danger. One of the counties included was Butte County, where Paradise, the town that has been completely wiped out, is located. The utility company ultimately decided to call off the shutdown, telling customers 9 hours after the campfire began that the weather conditions did not warrant this safety measure. PG&E informed the California Public Utilities Commission that a high-voltage power line experienced a problem near the origin of the campfire just minutes before the blaze broke out. Now, California Cal Fire spokesman Scott McLean said electric equipment was being included in the probe. Now, they say the investigation may include an inspection of the fire sites. Once Cal Fire allows access, they have to check out the facilities, vegetation management, etc. But that's concerning, faulty lines. Now, what about the one in Malibu? Well, we hear that there are lawsuits. Malibu residents are suing over strong evidence that a separate failure called the Woolsey Fire. They say SoCal Edison Electric Circuit experienced outage in the area where Woolsey began. They say the outage occurred just 2 minutes before reports of the fire started coming. Now, again, obviously this is still conjecture and, until we have more information, I don't want to spend too much time talking about that per se, but we have a very, very treacherous climate right now where it's parts of the Southwest and the West are very dry. I mean, from what we're told, they haven't seen rain or a nice, good, rainfall in years. And so we have these conditions where these homes are beautiful. I mean, the area in Northern California, if you've ever been, it's one of the prettiest parts of the United States. And in some respects, it's even prettier than Alaska. It is that gorgeous in terms of the forestry and the cliffs and the water. It's amazing. However, just because we have homes there and just because homes have been there for decades and we're the United States of America doesn't necessarily mean that nature wants us there. And so when we mix man and nature, and nature is under a lot of stress, something like this can happen. So I can't say if, whether it was faulty power lines or whatever, but, I mean, if this ends up being true, where two, electrical companies had issues causing these fires, we need to overhaul, we need to rethink, how we, live in areas of drought or live in areas that are due for something unfortunately bad to happen, like Yosemite. They're talking about a possible volcano in Yosemite. Well, that could hurt, obviously, miles and miles and miles of area. So there is some advice for people who are going back to their house. Many people luckily have fire insurance. And what you have to do, which is really difficult at this time of year, is you need to basically give a list to your insurance company of everything you've had. Now, what was difficult for me is I don't remember what I had. One is I was in shock. Two is sometimes the littlest of things have so much value to me. So if there was a boy in my class who gave me a pin or gave me a dried flower and I really love this boy or whatever, that's gone. You can't really put a monetary value on that. And I don't think the insurance company really cares about a dead flower. And so while you go through this and you're trying to tally and log things, it's very easy to make mistakes, and you need to be careful also because you don't want to be at risk for insurance fraud. You may just say, I just can't do this. I just can't deal with this. Just, say I had 10 pieces of jewelry. Fine, let's just round up. You can't do that. So according to NBCLosAngeles.com, they recommend, and I believe this is from, let me give the gentleman, California Departments of Insurance, Byron Tucker. First, create a video diary of your belongings. Grab your cell phone camera, assuming that wasn't burned, walk through your home, videotape all your possessions and your belongings. Walk into each room, open your drawers, videotape it, give a short narrative of what the item is, when you bought it, what you think you paid for it. You will be in a traumatic situation. It'll be virtually impossible for you to remember all the items in your household. Assuming your dresser, is fine, then, you could do that. We didn't have cameras back then, so, we did, but, we didn't have, any fancy camcorders. Then you need to update your insurance policy. Many times your insurer may, kick you off or your rates are going to go up. If you have increased value of your home or things, that's an issue. Then you need to keep your receipts. So sometimes you could get reimbursed for certain living expenses. Our prayers are with you all. That's really tough. I'm so sorry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
The most destructive fire in California history is also the deadliest. The so-called Camp Fire north of Sacramento and the Woolsey Fire near Los Angeles are keeping more than 8,000 firefighters very busy. Butte County Sheriff Corahona on what is being done to search for people that are still unaccounted for.
We brought in search and rescue teams, cadaver dogs, a whole host of resources to start going through the areas that have been burned and looking for human remains.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is a DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest drug kingpin.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, some of you guys taking blood pressure medication are really sick of hearing about the recall because it makes you very, very nervous, and I understand why. And today, unfortunately, I have to tell you there's a third medication involved in this recall. The FDA is recalling another medicine in that class, the ARB class, the angiotensin receptor blocker class. It includes one lot, it's a small recall, of losartan potassium hydrochlorothiazide, or Hyzar, 100 mg-25 mg tablets. The lot number, from what I understand, this is the only lot number, until I get new data, is JB8912. Now, some of you are like, how the hell, just call your pharmacy. Just call your pharmacy and see if any medication is included in the recall. The pharmacists are kind of the front lines of this. You could also call your medical provider, but a lot of the medical providers are going to be like me and go, okay, yeah, I saw that in the news. hold on, I got back-to-back patients. I need to look it up. I don't know what you were given. And I have to be honest with you, in our defense, when I write you a medication and you receive that medication from the pharmacy does not necessarily, and understandably so, send back to us the exact lot number and what you received. Now, that might be something we want to think about. We might want to think about when we send an electronic prescription. See, I wrote paper prescriptions my whole, you know, career until I closed my office and went to teach at Toro University in Nevada. So I never did the electronic prescribing, but I wonder if there is a means where after you shoot out the electronic prescription to the pharmacy, if you get a return receipt and an acknowledgement whether the patient filled it or not. And if they did fill it, what was the lot number? What was the brand? Did they, you know, go for the generic? Did they go for the brand name? Although now it's you know, you have to actually specify one or the other, for us medical providers. And then you have that data there. Now, what, I don't know if a lot of doctors want that extra data. For me, I think it'd be really, really cool, knowing so that if there is a recall, I could look it up. The problem is you really wouldn't have a means to do a search and look it up. I don't think electronic medical records are that savvy yet, where I could go, all right, JB8912, and see if something pulls up. The other thing, too, is if a pharmacy gives you the wrong medication, and then the doctor is made aware of it, then the doctor is liable. And I want to be aware of it, but, if I don't have time to cross-check every single thing a pharmacy does, do I really want the responsibility? And I'm just being honest with you guys. That these are some things that, providers could think about. Yes, it'd be really nice to have all this information and all this data, but if you have one medical provider that is responsible, and his neck is on the line for all of this, sometimes you need to delegate and you need to share, responsibility. And so in this particular case, if there is a recall, going to the pharmacist, finding out what the pharmacist gave you is probably the easiest. And a lot of pharmacies now are 24/7. Their hours are better than your medical provider's office. So, going back to this, the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers, some of my favorite blood pressure medications, they work by relaxing blood vessels. They lower the blood pressure very nicely without a lot of side effects. And what had happened in the process was a pharmaceutical company had a factory that was making the generic forms of these ARBs. And there was an ingredient that ended up being made as a part of the manufacturing process called N-nitrosodiethylamine. That is a suspected human and animal carcinogen. We see it in gasoline as a stabilizer for industry materials. We see it as a lubricant additive, according to the National Institutes of Health. And so the FDA placed the Chinese company on an import alert at the end of September, meaning all of its active pharmaceutical products and finished products will not be permitted to enter the United States. The FDA made that decision after they inspected the facility. Now, other drugs involved in this recall included Valsartan, which is, its brand name is, Valsartan was Diovan, and then Irbesartan, whose brand name is Avapro. Don't ask how I remember all these, but I do. And so about a month ago, Irbesartan had to be recalled because they had actually been screened to find this impurity as well. And then now they're including Hyzaar. Now, Kozaar and Hyzaar are the brand names. Kozaar doesn't have the hydrochlorothiazide, that extra water pill. Hyzaar does. Now, anybody that's kind of involved in medicine and involved in pharmaceuticals or pharmacy would say, wait a second. Only one lot. How are the other lots not involved? It does make you scratch your head. And why with the hydrochlorothiazide? You would think that the Losartan potassium without the hydrochlorothiazide, the Kozaar, it's Hyzaar when you have the hydrochlorothiazide, the extra water pill, diuretic with it. Somebody would say, well then why not those. You know, if this was the manufacturing process, I can't answer that. I am very concerned that if you had a process used to make a medication and it was faulty, and my guess is the machinery has been used on a variety of medications, and truly, every medication has a certain chemical component, and I get how it might not then affect the Viagra or the weight loss pill or anything else manufactured in that factory. I get that. But in terms of the same class, when I heard there was a recall months ago of the first one, earlier this summer, what I told, I think it was News 13, local News 13 in my area, was we're going to be hearing more. This just doesn't happen to one particular sliver of the market of these generic medications. So, this data is limited on this NDMA and NDEA. NDMA is N-nitrosodimethylamine. NDEA is N-nitrosodiethylamine. So there's methylamine and ethylamine. We're talking like one letter. Right? Yeah, one letter difference. Yeah. And so data is limited, but it's classified as a nitrosamine. And nitrosamine, we know, is also very prevalent in tobacco smoke, and it is classified as a probable human carcinogen. And according to the New Jersey's Department of Health website, NDEA has been linked to liver, lung, and gastrointestinal tract cancer in animals, so GI tract cancer. So these angiotensin receptor blockers are used very commonly by people who didn't tolerate the ACE inhibitors. The ACE inhibitors ended ill, like lisinopril, captopril, benazepril. Those medications are fantastic for blood pressure. They're cheap. They work really well, but they may give you a cough. And, or sometimes they may poop out. They may not, provide you long-term blood pressure control. After a while, you need to go up on the dose. So many of us doctors switched over to the ARB class, which doesn't cause a cough, and seem to have phenomenal control. Not a lot of side effects, and my patients seem to love them. I was a big fan of the ARBs. So again, this doesn't have anything to do with the actual class, but it does have to do with a manufacturing process in a company that does generic medication, which also makes you wonder, is it the only factory that's affected? If one factory has an issue because they use a process, you know, this might not be a cleanliness issue. This may be, well, this is how they manufactured it, and we are copying the same, you know, recipe that other companies do. So I realize that this takes a lot of time and to sample medications, et cetera, but I would think, considering this started back in the summer, things would move a little quicker. I would assume any manufacturing process that was similar to the one in that company in China could possibly have contaminants themselves, and those medications need to be checked. That would just be a simple no-brainer, you know. Next step, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Amazon, I guess, has decided where they are going to have their headquarters. Remember there was this big, huge, I don't want to say contest, but they wanted cities to vie for there and compete for their headquarters. Well, from what we understand, it is going to be in Washington, D.C. and New York City. I don't want to say specific, in terms of the specific city. I apologize. My computer just kind of crashed, so I don't have the exact city. Are you kidding me? I thought it was D.C. and, but anyway. So from what we understand, there was like thousands of jobs that were, you know, used as incentive for cities to want to have Amazon's headquarters. I think it would have offered about 50,000 jobs. And I think cities like L.A., Miami, Pittsburgh, Phoenix, Denver, Chicago, I think they wanted to, you know, it's kind of like getting the Olympics. You know, although, by the way, that's as an aside, they're finding any city that gets the Olympics is devastated for years later. You would think that would be such a great, you know, economical, economical push, but unfortunately things end up happening. They put a lot more money in than they get out. So, you know, but getting an Amazon headquarters is huge because as Amazon then expands, and we know Amazon is probably going to be the biggest, I don't want to call it monster company, but probably one of the largest corporations we will ever see in our lifetime. It's huge for any city who is still looking to economically develop their area. And so some people are saying maybe the city's got played. They say critics said Amazon exploited the list of contenders for the sake of learning more about their secret plans for infrastructures, investments, economic development, and tax incentives. They say, and it's hard to escape the fact that after 14 months of consideration, Amazon ended up picking two of the richest areas of the country, New York and Washington, D.C. Now, when you, I should say, compete for something, you do let them peek under the skirt, so to speak. So, like, if I, let's say, if somebody asked me, let's say, to help them with marketing, and they say, look, if we hired you, what would you do for us? And this happened. This happened. And I was very cautious because I knew they were going to want to, I just had a feeling they weren't going to eventually pay what I wanted them to. So they were going to try to just get a sneak peek into my mind. And I did want to do something in good faith. So I gave this company one hell of a idea for a campaign. I go, what are you having problems with? And they had suggested they are having an issue with one demographic that was really important to them. So I go, then why don't we do this? And we came up with a campaign. We came up with something. And it actually was a great idea and it was really, really successful. Then afterwards, you know, and again, I didn't give the whole, you know, cow for free, so to speak, okay? I just gave away a little droplet of milk. Right afterwards, they're like, well, we're good, and we're kind of reevaluating if we need, but we do want you, so we'll give you this amount of money. And it was nowhere near what, you know, I deserved. But I walked away feeling good that I didn't, shall we say, give them all the, you know, tricks in the hat, so to speak. And unfortunately, it's very costly when you do that. And so you have to reveal certain things. Right? You might even reveal some of your vulnerabilities. Going, I could do this, but I can't do this. So if you need to hire me for X, Y, and Z, I could lay out this, I could do this, but this particular section isn't my forte. Well, then, boom, somebody else hires you, and they already know where you're weak. And so it is. It's a trick that happens in business a lot. So New York City and Northern Virginia are going to be the homes of Amazon Inc.'s second and third headquarters. And I guess it started out with 238 candidates. And the announcement, I believe, came today. And Amazon is dividing the second headquarters evenly between New York City's Long Island City and Arlington County's Crystal City neighborhoods. Both are located directly across from major city centers. The company plans to evenly split the operations with as many as 25,000 employees in each location. So they say the decision now effectively gives Amazon a major presence in three coastal hubs. The other one is, I believe, Seattle. And these hubs also, from what the Wall Street Journal says, lean left. And tech companies are already under scrutiny for their perceived elitism and liberal social views. They say Amazon declined to comment, so that was kind of interesting. So obviously people in New York, people in Washington are happy. And there's a lot of influence that having a headquarters there could have. But, you know, a big question that we just kind of talk about, and we don't really talk about, we just kind of avoid talking about, but we need to, is do we allow a company to get that big, or do we back off because we don't want to, you know, start to hurt our capitalistic, you know, core values that we have in this country? And Amazon has the this idea of the rich get richer. You know, what's always happened in industry, you know, especially with the Industrial Revolution, is companies would get big, and as they got big, they could, you know, buy out the little guy. And then they would get so big, the government had to come in, and then they had to make things more fair. Well, some people are concerned and calling for that. On the other end, you have other people say, no, let them do their thing. It's creating jobs. But this is what's interesting. Amazon, this idea of let's make it fair for everybody. You know, let's not let one company do well and let's make it more fair. That's more of a liberal ideology. Yet Donald Trump has been the one to criticize Amazon. So here's Amazon moving more towards, you know, liberal cities. But I thought a lot of liberalism is anti-big, rich, wealthy company and more spread the wealth sort of thing. And so I find that very hypocritical. I unless it's, well, you know what? If the company helps us, we'll let it slide. Like Planned Parenthood got huge. They got really, really big and fast, but that's okay. The left is okay with that. Looks like the left is okay with Amazon. So when do they not like capitalism, and when do they? I'm not saying all, you know, leftists are against capitalism, but I tried to figure out where, you know, none of the sides ever seem to really follow a consistent pattern. You know, we've talked about the ACLU, where if, you know, somebody wants to believe a certain way in their faith, you would think the ACLU would be representing them, but the ACLU doesn't. They represent the other side. And then you're like, but I thought keeping government out and you, you know, being able to, you know, be who you are, you know, whether it's your gender or sexual identity or religious affiliation, was something that the ACLU wanted to protect. So I'm very confused because I see all this hypocrisy in politics, in economics, in a whole variety of sectors. And, if you're right, you're right. If you're left, you're left. And I get how, you know, you could be left and right. But when the left says it's okay for this company but not okay for this company, now you're losing me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.